Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
Today's quote is, "The key to being happy is knowing you have the power to choose what to accept and what to let go." By Dodinsky.
Nice.
I don't know who Dodinsky is.
Me neither.
But no, like, that's a cute quote. Like, the key to being happy is knowing you have the power to choose what to accept and what to let go. Like, if you don't like something, you don't have to withstand it.
I feel it as though that's at least something I know very much. I mean, still, because I was going to say in the beginning of my life, like, I still do it. But just now I'm aware of it. But the thing is, I remember, like, talking myself out. Like, I remember convincing myself that I was compromising my happiness temporarily for certain things for, like, certain goals. It's like, hey, it's okay. It's okay that I'm not happy right now. It's okay that I'm miserable right now. Because once I finish this, like, it'll be good. Once I finish this, like, I'll be able to do what I want. I'll be able to be happy. I'll be able to, like, get that. And it's the kind of thing where, I mean, we've talked about it. We've said it millions of times. Goal-oriented happiness is not it.
It's not.
And the thing is, I feel as though, especially if you come from, like, difficult family situations, like, not even, like, your immediate family, like, even extended family, like, I mean, like, I know in-laws and, like, just, you know, it's a lot of things where it's, like, you kind of negotiate or like, you kind of
compromise
with yourself. It's like, I'm not happy right now, but, like, there's nothing I can do. It's, like, the thing is, you have complete control over your happiness.
Yeah.
And if a situation or a person or a circumstance or something is not making you happy,
done.
You cut them off, or, like, I'm thinking, but, like, what if your child's not making you happy? Cut them off! Like, no, it's the kind of thing where it's, like, then you work on it and you know that, like, you know what I mean? You don't just be like, I'm not happy. It's, like, you have complete control over whether you're happy or you're not happy, and you have complete control whether you will grab it or like stay within your situation, or like kind of reach for better, reach for more, try to work on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
But I'm.
So, like, don't compromise your happiness.
I really don't think you should. Yeah.
Well, yes.
This segues.
Segue into, this is going to be a happy podcast.
Yes.
As in, as in happy, we mean that we're just gonna, like, play a game, is what I was trying to get at, but I couldn't.
You said it properly in the end. I don't know.
These headphones are mad dirty.
Are they?
I cleaned them.
Sorry, thank you. Those are my headphones.
Mm-hmm. Because we are going to start by playing the Got It Game. Which is very fun. We haven't played it in a while, okay. So I definitely want to fuck with that a
Ready?
Little bit.
Ready? Let's see. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Three, two, one,
pink.
Lotion. Pink lotion. Pink lotion.
Okay, I got it. Got
pink
it.
Pink lotion.
Got it.
Pink lotion.
Got it.
Okay. Three, two, one,
Bath Jergens. And Body Works. Oh, Bath pink. And Body Works.
Why?
I thought, like, you know, like, pink, like, they have, like, pink lotions, and, like, they have, like, colorful lotions, and I thought, like, pink, like, you know, like, Victoria's Secret pink. Like, so then it's like, what?
Bath and Body Works is another
and
brand.
And lotion. Yeah,
Bath and Body Works. I was thinking to say Victoria, because I don't know why I thought of Victoria's Secret too.
Oh,
but I'm like,
said,
you're not going to say
that.
You
said Jergens and Bath and Body Works.
I literally saw Jergens. So I was like, Jergens.
Jergens, Bath and Body Works. Jergens, Bath and Body Works. Okay. Sure. I got it.
Three, two, one.
Perfume.
Ulta.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Ulta, perfume.
Okay.
Ulta, perfume.
Ready? Got it.
Three, two, one.
Sephora.
Ariana.
Oh. Ariana Sephora. Ariana Sephora. I don't think Ariana works with Sephora. It's okay. Ready? Okay.
Three.
Got it.
Two. One.
Palette.
Zendaya.
Shit.
I'm thinking, like, female names. I don't know why. Okay,
you said
Zendaya Palette. Got it.
Zendaya. What?
Zendaya Palette. You got it.
Zendaya Palette.
You got it.
Zendaya Palette? Zendaya Palette. Zendaya doesn't have a palette, bitch.
I didn't say she did.
What's her perfume brand? I don't know.
No one's talking perfumes. Zendaya palette.
It's on Zendaya's plate. Tom Holland, I got you. Zendaya palette?
Got it?
No. We got it.
Three, two, one.
Rihanna.
James Charles.
Darn.
Okay, I see why you thought that. I was thinking famous person palette. Famous person palette, I know, is James Charles.
I thought famous person beauty product.
Rihanna's a good one.
Okay.
So I said James Charles, you said Rihanna.
James Charles, Rihanna. James Charles, Rihanna. kind of just going with mine, but it's okay.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Chris Fendi. Brown.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why I left makeup. I don't know, like pedophile, Rihanna, Chris Brown came to mind.
Abuser. Yeah, I get that. Okay, Chris Brown, Fendi.
Fenty.
Chris Brown, Fenty. Okay.
I think we're mad lost. We should probably restart.
Damn.
Fine. Okay, Chris Brown, Fenty.
Chris Brown, Fenty.
Okay.
Okay, there's no way you're going to think here.
It's okay. I hope we don't the same thing. Okay, got it. 3, 2, 1. Jay-Z. Oh.
Like, Chris Brown is, like, since he abused whatever, he wouldn't wear makeup, so I was just kind of like...
Oh, I see that. I don't know why I sexist. Thought, like, other
Jay-Z
asshole...
Jay-Z sexist.
Of, like...
Jay-Z sexist. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Jay-Z sexist. Mm,
no, it doesn't really flow, but I got one.
Okay, I hope we think of the same thing. It has nothing to do with anything, but something to do with something.
Yeah, same. Okay,
3, 2, 1, Beyonce. Kanye. What darn the fuck? It. Okay, Beyonce, Kanye, we got this. 3, 2, okay, got okay. it?
Got
3, 2, 1, Kim.
Okay, darn it. I was like, what? Darn, I literally, when you said Jay-Z, I was like, let me go Beyonce, but I was trying to mesh the two, like, sexist Jay-Z. I mean, I don't know. Kanye's not sexist, but
he
still.
He probably is.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't follow Kanye or anything. That darn, was mad rough. Let's try again.
That was
let's
harsh.
Let's try again.
Okay, I got you. Got it. I got it.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Dragon.
Donut dragon. Donut dragon. Donut dragon.
Donut dragon.
Okay,
got it. The okay. thing is, it's a really specific thought process. Hopefully you go there too.
3, 2, 1. Faithless. That was not bad.
Okay. I was like,
what dragons eat?
Yeah, what do dragons eat?
Fish was great. I was literally thinking of How to Train Your Dragon, and I'm like, how Same. Do I correlate donuts? So I was like, let me just say toothless. Okay, so you said toothless fish?
Toothless fish.
Toothless fish.
Okay, I got it.
3, 2, 1.
Nick Fury. Darn it.
Okay.
Darn it. Okay. I don't know anybody else's names, bitch.
But
Night Fury hiccup. Night Fury hiccup. Night Fury hiccup. Night Fury hiccup. Oh, I got it. Got it. Not really. It has nothing to do with anything, but we're just going with it.
I can't remember got what it. They're called, which got is what I would it. Say.
Try to remember her. No?
You got her name?
I did. I remember her name.
Oh my god.
He says it in a weird, like,
No, I don't remember for shit.
Damn.
So,
I'm just gonna say it. I got it.
Okay, got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Dale.
3, 2, 1.
Astrid.
Sarah. Oh, okay.
Her name's Astrid.
It totally is Astrid. Like, Astrid. I said Sarah. So,
yeah.
So you said Astrid, I said Sarah.
Astrid, Sarah? Oh my god. Astrid, Sarah. Okay, we just gonna go for it. Okay, I got it.
We're really not on a good line with
it. Them. We're really not.
I got it. Okay, got it. 3, 2, 1.
Littlefoot.
Okay, name Littlefoot. 3, 2, 1. Petrie.
Okay. Up top. Hey, I was like, I don't know what the fuck name, but yeah, Petrie.
I see why you went to Sarah and Littlefoot.
Yeah, I mean, I decided to follow down your path. Ready? Let's do it again. Let's do it.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, got it.
3, 2, 1.
Spider.
Lion.
Oh, we
spider
both
lion.
Animals.
Spider lion.
Oh, pff, got it.
Spider lion.
Don't overthink it. There's no way you're gonna get what I'm gonna get, so it's okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Platypus.
The spider liger is the platypus.
Okay.
Liger and platypus. Mm. Oh, I got it. Got it. Got it.
3, 2, 1.
Donkey.
Perry.
I went through, like, another sterile animal. You went...
Then you meant mule.
I said donkey.
Donkey's not a sterile.
Regardless, you didn't say mule either, so don't be giving me a hard time, bitch.
You didn't say
you didn't say mule.
You meant the horse donkey combo. Donkeys exist in nature. Mules don't.
You're right. Oops, I fucked up.
What did I say? Perry, and you said donkey.
I said Perry donkey.
Oh, his name was Donkey. I was like, we got it. Whatever the donkeys from Shrek was called.
Perry donkey. His name was Donkey. Perry donkey. Perry donkey.
Do the Perry voice. The...
What is I don't...
You do it sometimes. It's only Popeye, I know.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't know. You could have put me on the spot and I was like, can I do it?
You've done it before, I think.
I guess I have. I don't know.
So Perry donkey.
Perry donkey. Oh my gosh. Perry donkey. Okay. Got it.
Got it. Ooh, 3, 2, 1, Phineas.
My Little Pony.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Phineas. Oh, okay, ready? I got you. We got this.
Okay. 3, 2, 1,
Pinkie Pie. Shut the fuck up. You knew what I was doing, you ugly little bitch.
Okay, let's do this. 3, 2, 1,
Candace. Okay, yeah. I was like, what is her name? I was freaking out. I don't know if you saw it, last second.
What's his name? Doofus Smurfs?
Professor Doofenshmirtz. I don't know. We weren't really on with the TVs. Ready? Again. Yeah, we're having a rough time.
We are. We got this. Let's get serious.
We should be able to do this within like 3 rounds. That is really the goal by the end of this recording.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Manatee. Pineapple, manatee. Pineapple, manatee.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
3, 2, 1.
Giraffe.
You went animal equivalent. Mm. I went fruit equivalent. Mm-hmm.
We were selfish and we went for our own shit. Yes.
Peach giraffe.
Okay. Got it. Ooh. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Got it. 3, 2, 1.
Trees. Oh, nice!
Oh my god!
We get it!
Oh my god!
Okay, I can't even.
You said the plural.
Oh, I did. But it counts. It was a tree.
I was like, I'm gonna go with what giraffes eat,
right? That was literally my thought process. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Damn,
you know, peaches grow.
And
trees.
Here I said like 3 would be the goal by the end of the recording. Like we just did it. Dude, we're just successful. Like we put our mind to it, and we don't even blink. We just do it.
Honestly, we set a goal and we fulfill.
I don't know if you're already bored, but I want to keep going.
Oh, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Okay, ready?
Ready? I got it. Got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Camera. Danger. Danger. Camera.
Got it.
Danger. Camera. 3, 2, 1. Safari. Pedophile.
Oh.
What is a safari?
I was imagining, like, you know, a dangerous, like, with a camera, like the safari.
Oh, I was thinking, like, someone using a camera for bad things.
Pedophile safari. Pedophile safari. Pedophile safari. Oh. Mm. Oh, there's different schools of thoughts for this. Okay, I'm gonna go safe route. Yep, I got it.
Pedophile safari?
I got it.
3, 2, 1. Crocodile Dundee?
I was gonna say jail.
Oh, why?
Because my thing is, like, a pedophile safari, it's either, like, ooh, how are we gonna kill the pedophiles? So I'm like, oh, like, okay, like, a dangerous place for the set of pedophiles. Or pedophile safari is, like, you can imagine, like, ooh, the pedophiles are at a safari where, like, all the children are, like, able to be photographed. So then I was like, yeah, let me not go that route, because that's really, like, toxic.
So just put the pedos in jail.
I wanted to put the pedos in jail.
What did I say? Oh, I was imagining a safari pedo. Like, who's in the safari world?
Crocodile Dundee. Oh, he wasn't a pedo. He was just a weirdo.
Yeah, that's why I kind of went with it. Because I forget what the other one's called. But the other one, we got nothing but love for him. So I wouldn't call him.
Yeah. Steve.
Irwin. Yeah.
Irwin. Yeah, no.
Nothing but love.
Mad love.
So Crocodile Dundee jail.
Crocodile Dundee jail. Got it, I guess. Ooh.
Why don't we come up with the weirdest
shit? I don't know.
Crocodile Dundee in jail.
I got it.
Crocodile Dundee jail.
I'm just... Ready? Ready? I'm telling you my thought process. I grabbed something key that Crocodile Dundee had to him, and then somebody who would, like, jail. So, like...
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Mugger. Stab.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Somebody who... Okay, okay. Stab, mugger. Okay, see? Nice! That's literally that... I literally told you my thought process. But, yeah.
Stab, mugger.
Stab, mugger? Okay, I got it. I think. I got something. I got it.
Okay. Got it. 3, 2, 1. Killer. I went death, you went robbage.
Yes.
So killer thief, killer thief. Killer thief. Got it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Murder? Bad guy. We said murdered it already.
Did we? I was going to say inmate, but I was like, that's too far.
Okay, so we said murder, bad guy.
Murder, bad guy.
What do those have in common? Both of those things are... Got it.
Both of those things are men?
Well, that's a good one. But no, different four-letter word.
Men was three.
Oh. The men's.
Wait, murderer, bad guy? Murderer, bad guy? What do they have in common? What do a murderer and a bad guy have in common? They go to jail?
They're both evil. Evil was gonna be my word. Oh my God, we went down a rabbit hole.
I really feel like we should just cut this one.
We should have fucking stopped, got it, when we did the good successful one with the trees.
We really should have. No, come on. Let's
get another successful one. I was gonna say,
we need to get another one in under three. The thing is, it should be an under three and under two.
Damn, that fast?
No, what do you mean that fast? I mean, we just need to be on the same wavelength. Ready? So,
yeah. Okay, got it. 3, 2, 1. Bible. Bible B.
Got it.
Bible B.
I'm being selfish, just saying. Bible B.
Got it. 3, 2, 1. Donkey. Bumble.
Why Bumble?
A Bible bee is a donkey? A donkey?
A Bible bee? No, I was thinking of, like, what an animal that's in the Bible. And I was like...
You just kept saying Bible bee, so I'm like, does she mean Bumble bee? Just so that
there's no silence. Oh, yeah, I was not trying to give you no kind of underhanded... So I wasn't trying to give you no kind of underhanded hint.
We have Bumble and we have donkey.
A Bumble donkey? Got it. Something came to mind.
Okay, I was cheating from last time. 3, 2, 1, mule.
Camel?
Oh, I thought mule.
No.
Okay, mule, camel, we got this. 3, 2, 1, horse.
Yeah. Nice.
Easy.
Nice, nice.
Oh,
bumble donkey. I was like, what's a donkey that's got humps?
I hear you. Really. I was like, well, camel. I said bumbles, not humps.
I know, but I was just like, that's what came to mind.
I don't know why I thought like mule, like I thought fucked up donkey. I didn't see bumble as hump. I saw bumble as like fucked up.
Ah, understood.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Again, we got this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
3, 2, 1. Maps. Jacket. Jacket, maps.
Mm-hmm.
Jacket, maps.
Jacket, maps. Jacket, maps. Jacket, maps. Wow. Jacket, maps.
Okay, I got one. Selfish.
Jacket. Okay, sure.
3, 2, 1.
Cargo coat. Pants?
Cargo pants?
I don't know, because I was like, what do you, like, wear, like, when you're following a map?
Oh, I was thinking, like, when you're traveling, like, what's a travel jacket? Like a coat. What did you say? Like a wool coat. Oh. If you go to Canada.
Okay, so coat. Cargo pants. Cargo pants.
Coat and cargo pants.
Oh, my God. It's kind of far-fetched, but got it. Ugh.
Perfect.
Ugh.
Not okay, I'm not far-fetched, so 3, 2, 1. Shirt. Shirt. Suit. Shirt. Suit. Shirt suit. Got it.
Ah. Shirt suit? Do I know the name of that? Sure. Okay, got it.
3, 2, 1. Blouse.
Nice. Ah! Okay, nice, nice, nice.
Nice. Damn. Blouse.
Damn!
Okay, that, I feel like tell that was me a how
when
note.
You said coat, I was so close to... ooh, what's my voice there for a second? I was so close to saying, I think, jacket. Did you say coat, or what did you say?
Initially, I said jacket.
I think I was going to say suit, because the thing is, I looked at that bear, and I was like, oh, it has, like, a kind of, like, a robe on. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say something like a suit or something. I imagine I said, like,
robe and jacket. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, like, same wavelength. I mean, we said Bible and bee. Like, why the fuck were we both on bees? I don't know.
I could have said bitch and bee. Bitch and Bible.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next game. Sure. I feel like we ended on this game on a good note. I'm actually really excited for this new game, the second game, because I've been seeing it all over TikTok. We've never played this
before, actually.
And it looks really fun, so it's not exactly a game. I just think it's cute. So one person will say a movie quote, and then they'll tell the other person what movie it's from, and then let's just see if we can say the same quote from the movie.
Yes.
So I have a movie, and I have a quote, so I want to say it. So I'm going to give...
Oh, yay, because I was like, damn, what do I have to think of?
I'm going
to
give Bub headphones, and I'm going to play the music. And, like, you just have to close your eyes, and I'll tell you when it's done.
I'm not going
to
cheat. I'll let you know when the music's playing. I can't hear shit. Wow, that is loud as fuck.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
So, can you hear me?
I can't, and I'll close my eyes now.
Okay, so... the movie is Twilight, and it's when Bella and Edward were in the car, and so she's like, you should put your seatbelt on, and he's like, put your seatbelt on. Okay, that's my quote. Okay. The movie is Twilight.
Twilight? Put your seatbelt on.
Oh my god! Yes!
Okay, yay!
That's so fucking stupid, you got it in a second. Okay, now you have to come up with
shit,
one.
Oh, shit, I have to come up with one?
If you want to use my phone to... just think of a movie.
Yeah, okay, but the thing is, I should have... Ready? I'm gonna literally, like, 1 second. Now we're back.
Yes.
And put your headphones in.
Okay, now it's your turn?
Yeah. And I'll sit, right. Tell the camera, let me know. Give me a thumbs up when you're ready. You ready? Okay, so, it's gonna be the movie El Dorado, and it's the line where it's like, where Cella's like, Tulio, the hip. Okay.
Yeah? Okay, what?
Okay, ready? So, El Dorado.
Oh, you fucking bitch. It better not be loquacious to a fault.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, I just gave away one of mine.
Darn.
You gave me loaded dice.
No.
Oh, both. We'll have both.
No, the fuck.
What the fuck?
There's a classic line that I thought this would be the first one you'd go for.
Oh, it's like, you know that little voice inside your head? It's like, you don't have it.
You don't have it.
That one?
No, it's not.
What the fuck?
What about another quote that I thought of that I was like, oh my god, you're not gonna get it, was that it's like, apparently it's native for big, shiny rock or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, there's another
one. Oh, Tulio, the hip.
Literally, yeah. Oh, that took you a while. Darn, yeah. I thought that would be an easy one for you.
The thing is, loquacious to a fault is, remember we fucking Googled that, like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I really would have never said that.
Oh actually. My god, that was
I would have said, it's like, you gave me loaded dice? I would have gone for that
It's
one.
Like, loquacious to a fault. When they were sword
yeah,
fighting.
Yeah, oh my god, I low-key would have watched that movie.
That's a great movie.
Darn it, like, do we have to go to bed tonight?
You know which movie I want to watch? Prince of Persia. I just saw it. Right? Great movie. Can't remember.
I was literally just thinking.
Great movie.
Ready? The quote I would have thought of from Prince of Persia would be like, it's something, it's like, oh, one camel, she's at least worth two. Do you remember that?
I do. I would not have been able to come up with that.
That was literally, that would be the only one I could come up with from that. Okay. Mm-mm. Play.
I'm going to progressively make it high.
Yeah.
Okay.
My eyes, don't be scared. Okay,
so, My movie is like Wolverine origin, any Wolverine movie, any X-Men movie, honestly. And the quote is, Wolverine anger roar, the rah. Let's see if she fucking gets this. Okay.
Good?
Yes.
Okay. So what, which one?
So the movie is, Wolverine.
Wolverine?
The origins one, the one with his brother, Victor.
Oh my god. This is a quote that I would know? Do we love this quote?
No.
What?
This is fucking stupid. It's the only thing I could come up with. Honestly, any X-Men movie that has Wolverine.
It's like... My name's Logan.
No.
What?
His growl. Rah!
You're so annoying. What the fuck?
That's the only thing I can think of. I lost from Hotel Dorado.
The origin one. The scene that sticks out for me.
Striker.
Yeah. Striker. that one, or there's that one scene with the girlfriend where he's like, do you ever use that manipulation on me? And she's like, you didn't stay in the car, did you? Do you remember that? Because she went and grabbed the guy's hand. It's like, it's okay, we'll just leave. It's like, stop fighting, whatever. And then he was like, whatever. And he's like, oh, did you ever use that kind of manipulation on me? And she's like, you didn't stay in the car, did you? Oh,
she literally said, like, just stay in the car. Like, don't.
Yeah, she was like, just stay in the car. And he's like, he got out and he went to go fight the guy. He's like, hey, you're in the middle of the fucking road, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, you didn't stay in the car, did you?
We have to watch that movie again.
We really do. We have to watch a lot of movies.
He was all happy and shit. And do you know that the way the whole Jean... dude with the eyes and Wolverine.
Cyclops
and Wolverine. Yeah, dynamic. Cyclops what worked out. It? They're a throuple.
Like Endgame throuple? Like
yeah.
They're all three are together?
Yeah.
But Scott and Wolverine don't.
Exactly. They're just both with Jean.
That's so funny.
And like that's canon. That's what happens in the comics. Wow. And it's the healthiest thing for them so that they're not fucking fighting over Jean. Like they just both get with Jean, and she can't pick over them either. That's... so like toxicity, but at the same time I'm happy that they figured it out. No, okay,
I don't my vibe turn.
My
with...
next quote will be better.
Are you thinking of another one?
I have another one.
Okay, so then...
it's honestly trash. I couldn't think of anything. I have really shit memory, but I'm gonna put
I have in. An idea. Okay. I mean that it give okay, me a thumbs up when you're ready.
Okay I thought my Wolverine scream would be a good one.
It was cute.
I don't hear you, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, so my next one is from Nemo, when, like, Nemo's like, anemone, anemone. It's like, oh, okay, don't hurt yourself.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Good, I'm ready.
Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, tell me the ready?
Movie. Nemo.
Oh, my God. I saw fucking Nemo, and I was like, don't touch the butt.
It's like, Nemo, touch the butt! No. It's another classic line.
Just keep swimming.
That one's super cute, but no. I don't know if it'd be a hit, but, like, Nemo said it, so.
Nemo said it.
Interacting with another character, then another character said something back.
Oh. You just saw Nemo.
Did I?
With the kids.
Well, I mean, this is a classic, like, it's cute.
Once he's in the tank with all no. the other ones? Oh. Pre-tank?
Yeah, pre-tank.
Pre-tank.
There's very little, like, memorable things he said pre-tank.
It's like, Dad, fuck off.
yeah, nice. That was Nemo. That's where I heard that.
No, I don't know what Nemo said.
Anemone.
Anemone. It's like, okay, don't hurt yourself.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I forgot. That's mad adorable. Anemone.
It's okay. Don't hurt yourself. Here you go.
I have another one that I think that you might not get.
Please, you do it first, because I have one more, and it's fucking stupid.
Okay, I'm gonna do two, actually.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say for both, and then do it.
Not 1-1?
Should I do 1-1?
Up to you.
Okay.
I will just play music.
Okay, for the movie Kingsman, at one point, like, the Eggsy is like, you're taking a piss, mate. And I'm also gonna say for Mulan, it's like, chicken boy, say that to my face, you limp noodle. So yeah, those are the two. Okay. First one is Kingsman.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's like, what line would I make you say from Kingsman? Not particularly make you say, but like, what line could would I remember from the Kingsman? Dog.
Something like that? No. I don't remember that. Oh, are you taking a piss, mate?
Literally, you're taking a piss, mate. Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I don't remember even who the fuck said that, but
maybe,
yeah.
I know Eggsy says it at one
but
point.
I know
where
he's got that.
I love
from
that.
There.
I literally use that. It's like, you're taking a piss, mate. Clearly.
And then the next one?
Ready? Another one is Mulan.
Oh.
And it's not.
Not Mushu. Not the classic Mushu.
Not the dishonor on you, dishonor on your account. I didn't say Mushu didn't say this. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Okay, but not but that Mushu.
Not
quote.
That one. So which one? I don't know if y'all remember. I had to Google it to remember exactly what he said.
Oh my god. I'm trying to go.
Because I remembered the end of it.
That's Parge. Look, he's happy to see you. No. Mushu?
Mushu said it.
Your cow here would die of fright. That was my real son. Your cow here would die of fright.
That was cute. I didn't remember that.
Mushu.
Mushu said it to another character.
When he had his badass moment with the fucking fly thing?
No, no, no. Actually, the thing is, people thought that Mulan said it.
Oh. Oh! The whole pink thing? It's like... something. What is it?
Chicken boy, say that to my face, you limp noodle.
Yes! I fucking love limp noodle. Me too,
yeah.
Oh my god. Chicken boy, say
that to my face. Chicken boy, say that to my face, you limp noodle. What about Ariel? If I said Ariel, what line? Like the Little Mermaid.
God, I haven't seen that in a fucking
long time. Yeah, so me neither. So what line?
Sha-la-la-la. Do songs count?
Yeah.
My little boy, gotta kiss the girl.
Kiss the girl with the line. Ready? What about Pitch Perfect? If I said Pitch Perfect, what line?
I was thinking of Pitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There's... Let me literally say it to the mic, so put on the headphones.
Okay. Because I was going to do Pitch Perfect. I saw the movie, and I just couldn't think of a fucking
line. There is one line.
None of the songs, because, like...
Jesse whoa, is his name? Jesse says to main character, which is Becca. Oh, yeah. So...
The Darth Vader. It's like, it's because you're German. Like, that's why you don't like fun.
You're German. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. It's like, yeah, that's why you don't like fun. Yeah, literally. Darn it.
That's the I didn't only even say it yet. Ready? I'm going to do one.
Yeah? Okay.
I'm going to do the only one. Because if I told you Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh my gosh.
No? Wait. Don't say anything. I thought it would be easy. Put your headphones in. I'm going to do easy. I'm going to do 2-2.
Oh, I mean, I think I'm thinking the mom, but yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait, actually. Right now is when he's talking, so. Is he singing again?
I can't hear anything. It's okay. I don't close my eyes, so you're chill.
Okay, so the first movie is going to be My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and it's going to be when she was a little girl, and she was talking to her friends, and she, like, got there with, like, yucky lunch, and one girl was like, it's like, ooh, what is that? And she's like, moussaka. And then the girl's like, moose caca? And then they all, like, laughed at her, and it was really sad. And then my second one is going to be Harry Potter. And the quote, any Harry Potter, it's going to be, the quote is going to be,
like, I give a shit.
And then the quote is going to be, when, what the fuck is his name? Malfoy saying, Potter. Oh, yeah, those are my two quotes.
Now get inside.
Okay, ready.
Yeah, okay.
So, first one, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay, darn, okay, I'm gonna guess a few times and then I'm gonna ask you, like, who. Because nothing comes to mind directly. Just is like, the one that's like, I am the neck who turns his head.
Ew,
or
no.
Shit like that. No, yeah, I know you don't like that line. Mm-mm. And she's like, so my aunt Tulia, she chases me around with the freaking, like, cat eye.
Something oh, like I don't even remember that, but yeah. No, not it either.
And it's like, it's moussaka.
Okay, I was going to say, I quote it religiously.
It's like, it's moussaka. It's like, Ms. Kaka.
Yeah, that was like, it.
Oh my god, poor baby.
And then the other movie is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Dumbledore.
Really? That's not from the movie.
It's like, okay, which one?
It's kind of just something that's said often, so all of them.
He's the chosen one.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
It's like, get in the car, Harry! They're all dressed in him.
Malfoy says it.
Malfoy? It's like, you mudblood.
Does he say that often?
Sometimes. What is it? He's like, Potter. Okay. I'm like,
you're
what?
You're doing well.
It's like, Potter.
Potter.
It's like, if you're Potter.
Yeah, that was my quote.
Darn.
Do you have any other ones?
I'm trying to think. I mean, no, I had... I was trying to think from King Arthur. Are there any, like...
Oh my
lines.
God. Key line.
It's like Bartholomew.
Run, Sutton. Who's Bartholomew?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's like, run. That's all I remember.
Oh my god, I love that movie so much. I want to rewatch it. Ooh.
Good movie. Vibes. I really want to watch the Black Widow movie too. It looks so fucking cute.
Me too. The I kind of want to watch Little Women again. I want to appreciate it. Because.
I actually don't want to watch it based on what you told me that she ends up loving Laurie, but she's too late.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone knew that was going to happen. But then apparently she ends up with a French guy, which I didn't see. I didn't want to watch it. But the thing is, actually, I feel like I have a new love for it because I hated in the Little Women
movie.
Florence
Pugh. You don't hate her?
Oh, her. Yeah, I hated her. Literally just because I identified so much with Joe. Like, it's like, and the thing is back, like, I type my books, you know what I mean? I type mm-hmm. it. Like, Joe, like, wrote everything by hand, and she was working on it for so long, and this bitch, just because she was mad at her once,
burned it.
Burned her book, and I was like, this whore deserves nothing.
Damn.
I was so pissed off. I'm like, that's literally the most valuable thing in her fucking life, and that's
why she did it, because she knew it would hurt.
But it's like,
we're spoiling
that's
the movie.
Not spoiler alert. Yeah, I guess, yeah, spoiler alert. No, the thing is, I hated her.
No, so that agreed, when she agreed.
Was moderately happy, I was like, no, I refuse. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish watching, but I do want to finish watching it. I want to watch it liking Florence, whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, I really like her now.
Me too.
But I remember that was the first time I ever saw her.
I liked her when I saw the movie Fighting With My Family.
Oh, I didn't see that. I want to watch that too.
It wasn't a great movie.
No?
No. Wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
But I watched it already, so it's part of my life.
Yeah, it's like, it exists.
Yeah. But I do want to watch Black Widow.
Yeah, me too. Looks literally really good. Me too. But ready? So, yeah, I got no more. Or what about Pride and Prejudice? What would you have?
Oh my god. The only one I could think of is it's like Mrs. Darcy. It's like, no, like... Like, what shall I call you when I'm cross? Some shit. Oh, that last part is the only part I remember.
Oh, what about, like, your hands are so cold? I was like, this is such a cringy line.
Like, oh, it's like, you have insulted me in every way
you have imaginable. Insulted me in every way imaginable. It's like, I love you.
That's a good one.
I love you. Literally, he said it, so he's like, I love you. It's like, hold your pants up.
He felt, please. Right? Like, nobody wants to see that.
No, you're way too desperate right now.
Yeah, and like, but at the same time, he was like mad misunderstood.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no, whatever. We appreciate.
But that's the thing. Like
sometimes,
I think we did pretty good with these quotes. I just couldn't think of a quote.
I really like how we started strong and then we dwindled. It's like put your seatbelt. Put your seatbelt on. Because the thing is, I'm so sure that that's not an original line. Like he just kind of like
he stuttered and they kept it.
She was like, say something random in the car to like calm him down, and she's like, put your seatbelt on. Like Kristen Stewart made up that line, and then Edward. What the fuck is his name? Don't tell me. Robert Patterson was like, put your seatbelt on.
like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what the hell is that? But yeah, so super
cute. Kind of sucks. We started strong.
We really did.
And you but got okay. Potter. You say it Potter. Well. I don't say it well.
Get out of my way. Potter.
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 I feel like, do you want to, ready, real quick, accents. What accents can you do? Do a British one. You can do a British accent.
I can do a British one.
To go fit and teach me the water. While we're drinking tea and crumpets.
Tea and crumpets.
No, but I feel as though I'm sure somebody who actually speaks in the Britain accent, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit.
The actual Brits.
Like, would be like, yeah, no, that's not real. Fake. But I feel as though if just somebody who doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm failing a little bit. I'm generally not better at it.
The way I like to do my accent is like very low key.
But it sounds super.
But it doesn't sound like I have an accent.
You need to literally speak it.
You need to have an accent.
Because your sounds as though you're trying to do an accent and it doesn't work.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No wonder.
So you literally need to emphasize.
But then this feels so fake because this is how they talk.
Until it feels real.
I guess this is how they speak.
This is literally how they speak. What about an American accent? We can do an American accent.
I speak with an American accent.
Exactly.
I can't really do a Southern
accent
that well.
Southern accent, honey? I feel as though... sometimes I feel as though
I can't do what. No, I turn into some weird old lady.
I can do a Southern accent sometimes. Sometimes. But sometimes it comes out, like, kind of forced in certain areas, so I never know.
My voice is too raspy. It's hard to reach into
right now,
my
like,
nasal
my voice
cavity.
Isn't, like, where it needs to be. What about, I don't know if I can do a Hispanic accent.
No, it just turns like an Indian.
Racist.
Yeah, it literally turns racist.
Like, I'm trying to think, it's like, we're going to the party today, and just, we need to make sure that we have all the things to go.
That's mad and racist.
Why is he racist?
I'm just kidding.
It's like, I'm
but
just saying.
Is that Latino?
I don't know what accent this is, because I used to think that this was like Indian accent, but people always tell me that, like, I know it's Hispanic accent, so I'm like...
But it doesn't sound like a Spanish accent.
But what sounds like a Spanish accent? Because what's an Indian accent?
I don't know.
How do you do an Indian accent?
I don't know.
It's okay.
This is about to turn mad racist. Yeah. We should stop while we're ahead.
For real. Because then, it's like, I can see Kali from the Valley.
Well, yeah, anyone can do that.
It's like apparently, not apparently, it's a talent that you, like, need to, like, not that you need to be able to do it, but, like, not everyone can do it. Because, like, they count as, like, a separate, like, accent. Yeah. Like, you know? Like, if, like, anybody could do it, like, you wouldn't, like, be like, can you do it? I feel like that's, like,
sexist.
For sure.
Because why is it a California girl accent?
I don't know. But I'm not from Cali, so I'm not offended. Just kidding. No, that's true. I'm sure that...
I'm offended as a female by that accent.
Yeah, same. Other than that, I know there's New Yorker. I feel like I need to hear New York. Irish... I literally feel like the only thing I can say in Irish, like, in an Irish accent is, like, I'm from Ireland.
When I watched that movie, Brooklyn... I've been Brooklyn, going
to the mainland, and I haven't really known where to go, but...
You started strong.
Yeah, for real. I lose it. I always lose it. I don't know why. I can't. It's like, I'm from Ireland, and people from the mainland, we just need to stick together. I don't know. Like, so, I don't know. I know it.
You start strong. The mainland and Ireland, you say. Yeah.
I really, it's called Brooklyn, the movie. Yeah. I actually love that movie, and I want to rewatch that movie, because every single time I rewatch that movie for, like, just an hour after, like, I can hear her and try to imitate her accent, yeah, but then I lose it. I don't know why. Like, again,
Is she the only Ireland. Irish person we know? And by we know, the only famous Irish person?
No, I'm sure that...
Jacksepticeye is maybe Irish.
Yeah, but he's from Ireland. From Ireland.
But he doesn't have, like, as thick an accent as she does. He doesn't.
I mean, she also emphasized her accent. Like, she speaks fine. Or, I mean, not that that wouldn't be fine, but, like, as in she speaks...
Like, she doesn't really
dialect.
Have...
She emphasized her dialect for that movie, for sure.
Oh.
But, yeah. So, then we...
This was our fun one. Just a bunch of random shit.
Today, we were just having fun. Just kind of, like, you know, letting go. I don't know if letting go is the correct term. But, yeah, just... That's something. You need to remember to, like, just have fun. Enjoy yourself. Literally be grateful for your surroundings. Be grateful for what you can be grateful for.
No, I hate when people say be grateful.
No, I mean, because that's the thing.
As if I'm not grateful.
No, I'm not saying that you're not.
As if I'm taking it for granted.
No, but just, it's bringing awareness to the thing is, sometimes we do take for granted, like, little things that are happening in our lives. Like, I take for granted the fact that I see you every day. I take for granted that I have running water. I take for granted that I paid my electric bill this month. I take for granted the fact that, like, I'm warm, and, like, it's not, like, freezing because it's cold out, or, like, vice versa, like, it's cold in here versus, like, I could not have AC. Does that make sense?
It does.
Like, it's, like, just little things. Like, there's so many little wins that you can just appreciate, you know? And I know that it sounds like, whatever, but if you focus on the good, if you focus on the positive, if you're just, you constantly remind yourself what you have to be grateful for, it doesn't erase the things that we have to struggle to, it doesn't erase, like, all the hardships. Like, we still have to struggle, we still have to go to the 9-to-5, we still have to, you know, pay the bill every month, we still have to deal with that shitty boss, we still have to do all that shit, but just as long as we remember, it's like, hey, like, I was able to
count the little wins.
Like, I was able to buy my Starbucks coffee today. I was able to be on my phone for an hour on Instagram today. You know what I mean? Just make it a point to remind yourself that there you had a lot of little wins, and it doesn't and take away
disagree.
It doesn't take away from the major losses. It's just no focusing on gratitude.
I know, but I don't know, I feel like that's stupid.
Okay,
but that's where we will disagree. You okay. Do not think it's stupid.
But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in today. Yeah. You guys,
and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.